Superstitious at all?
Not really. I might have been too stupid to be superstitious.
Didn't wear the same shirt if you were going good, or
no,
Spark Gunderson won't
no.
step on the line?
No, I did not. No.
Anybody you played with that was really superstitious? I know, like for Bobo Newsom, I know when he wouldn't tie his own shoelaces. Somebody'd have to tie his shoelaces for him.
Richie had a trait, and I can't remember. It was so, you know, we just didn't know. There are people that picked up pennies and put in their pocket. There are people, well, Kenny Silvestri, we used to call him the Hawk. Kenny Silvestri always wore a bird's feather in his cap. That's the only one I can really think of, but I'm sure we all had. I can't recall any, and I can't recall anybody that I played with or played against. It was, you know, a lot of the Catholic people, you know, crossed themselves when they came to home plate, and I always thought to myself, I don't know who said it. Somebody said it. You're out there by yourself, you got the ball in your hand, God can't help you now.
That's true. After the 58 season in Miami, how did you know that your baseball career was over? Was that your decision, or did somebody tell you your career?
No. Mine was over because of our children. Our children in 58, the oldest one that just called here was 8 years old, the next one was 7 years old, and our little guy was four. And the oldest one, like I say, had been in 17 schools from the time she started school until then. And I was, Carpenter offered me a job. The last job he offered me was to get into management and manage Asheville in the whatever that league, Class A league.
South Atlantic League.
And I just said, no, if I can't play, I don't want to manage, because I had coached down there for 2 years and I saw good talent come. I mean, good talent come. And I used to get irritated with them because the pitchers wouldn't run. And they didn't rest the way I thought they should rest. And I realized then that, okay, we got people from every walk of life. And they see the bright lights of Miami, or they see this, and then they're more interested in that than they are in baseball. And our baseball coaching, I'm at the ballpark at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and I'm one of the last ones to leave the ballpark. And get on the road trip and all that sort of stuff, and see those kids come in, and some of them been drinking a little bit and been out playing the game and all, you know, playing whatever games that are played. It's all available to anybody in the world. And I said, no, I'm not a babysitter, and I'm not going to. I've got three kids to learn the profession, because I did not have a profession. All I knew was baseball. And I went into the real estate business and did well in that as a salesman. And then when the recession hit, we got hungry. And I went into the life insurance business for Mutual Benefit of New Jersey, which was the fourth oldest company in the country. And I worked with doctors, interns, because I could relate to them. They were the only people, students, medical students, interns, and residents that I had ever seen in my life that worked as hard to get to their goal and their dream as we worked in baseball. So I related to them. And we had a great business, and I learned the business. And I went from an agent to a supervisor to a general agent for the fourth oldest company in the country. And everything I've ever tried to do, it took 2 years. That might have been my timetable in my own heart and my own mind, but God was good to us. We were fortunate and we were successful in everything we've done, and we enjoyed 8 years. After all those years, we had 8 years that we just, give me a hand. watch the flowers grow, work in the yard, and watch the birds, and watch the squirrels. And I wish I could take you by that place that they're rebuilding for me right now, but that was our dream, and it's paid for. I'm going back.
Was the adjustment for you from a baseball career to a, for lack of a better term, a more civilian life, was that an easy adjustment for you?
Hardest in the world until I made up my mind and I realized baseball is over. I mean, it was over, and when it's over, it was over. I've been able to, maybe that's my nature, maybe that's where I've been, maybe that's the way I understood life and all that sort of stuff. When it's over, it's over. And I never used baseball. I've had people try to get me to come to work with them and do this and do that. I said, hell, you were a baseball player. All you got to do is go and talk to people about baseball. And I said, uh-uh, that's a private situation. That's like my wife, my family life. That was mine. And it's true. I have never used it in my life. I enjoy it. I enjoy letters and cards, and they come all the time. And I enjoy this kind of stuff, but I've got, just like that girl I just lost, got a million memories. They're mine. I'm sharing them with you as well as I can.
I appreciate it.
But that's me. That's the way I feel about it. And, no. Once I made up my mind that it's over, it was over. And the only thing I knew to do is, hey, boy, you better get out here and find something else to do. And like I say, once I started working for myself, I made more money than I ever made in my life. I didn't, you know, it was mine. And I had a simple little, I call it Chinese laundry. I opened the linen service, the doctor's office, the clinics only. And we had more time together since 1977 than we'd had all the years before. And then I had to quit because I had a little touch on the shoulder with the car in there. Mm. But we had a great 8 years. I got to sleep in my bed every night. My bed at home every night since 1976.
Well, three more questions. Were you the same pitcher after you got hit in the eye? Was there any change or anything like that?
No. I had my best year after 1951. I won 15, lost 10. No. Mage McDonald. Have you ever heard that name?
No. You've mentioned it a few times tonight, but I'm not really familiar.
I got out of the hospital and went straight to the ballpark, and Mage, I said, come on, Mage, let's go. And we went down the bullpen, and I said, get that fungo bat, and let's go. I laid the ball up there to him, and I said, drill it. My reflexes were there.
Yeah.
I was weak. By the time the World Series got there, I was throwing a little bitty baseball again, but I didn't get to this place.
Two more. This is kind of a talk show question, but what's your favorite memory or your biggest thrill from your baseball days?
Well, there are two of them, it's, and I'll have to do it. The biggest thrill I ever had in baseball was seeing Wakus catch a pop fly for the third out in the 10th inning in Brooklyn. That was the biggest thrill I ever had in baseball because it was a culmination of all of us, and we realized what we didn't know when we started the year that we were capable of doing it, but as the year progressed, we thought we could, and we knew we could, and we could, and we would have. But the biggest thrill was seeing Wakus catch the pop fly. Second biggest thrill was Robbie and I pitch a doubleheader against Chicago and Philadelphia. God, I don't know, it might have been in July. Robbie beat the Cubs. I beat the Cubs for the first ball game. And Robbie beat the Cubs for the second ball game. And the greatest compliment I've ever had in my life is Eddie Sawyer said those were the two best baseball games he ever saw in his life.
Those are both shutouts, weren't they?
Those were the two best ball games, baseball games he ever saw in his life. And it come, you know, it came later. But yeah, that's the biggest thrill and the biggest compliment I ever had in baseball.
The flip side of that is, if you could go back and change one thing about your baseball career, would you change anything? And if you would, what would it be?
Keep my goddamn mouth shut. I wanted to pitch. And I could pitch. And when you're healthy and when things are right, fine. But when you hurt yourself, hurt your arm, and there's not quite as much there, and you don't get to pitch, most of all, you don't get to pitch, and what the hell, the name of the game is to win, and the manager's job is to get you out there. And thank God I was one of those people that saw you could put out there and say, I'm going to get a good ball game out of it. But then when I hurt my arm, I didn't know. He didn't know. Consequently, I didn't get to pitch as I wanted to, as I was accustomed to pitching. And I got frustrated. And then you start trying to do things that you can't do. I had to learn to pitch all, it took me 2 years to learn to pitch all over again. And by the time the velocity got back and everything was where it's supposed to be physically, I'm gone. There are other people, you know, it's hard to get there.
Yeah.
It's hard to stay. But taking it all in its proper context and my lifetime, I take it just like I had it and thank the good Lord in heaven as well as everybody, and too many people had so much influence on me. I had something to prove, not only to myself, but to never let these people down. And I think most of us feel that way.
Well, Bubba, thanks for, it's all been about 3.5 hours. Thanks for your time.
I enjoyed it, really.